This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We come in our study of Malachi to chapter 4. Again, we'll look for what to appreciate, avoid, appropriate, and anticipate. Verse 1 assures us of the certainty of God's plan. Surely the day is coming. That's the basis of our hope, spelled out in verse 2. For you will revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. You might feel presently like you are caged in very difficult circumstances, wondering if you'll ever get out into the sun again and enjoy the delight of freedom. God says you will if you revere His name. You'll go out and leap for joy like calves released from the stall. Does this, what I call a picture promise, lift your spirits? Do you appreciate what God has in store for you in His appointed time? Remember, He writes the last chapter. He'll prepare you for its fulfillment by sending a prophet like Elijah to herald the approaching day. Don't wait till then to prepare. This prophet's mission is to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Family relations will be restored. They will enjoy each other and delight in spending time together. Health and healing will be the order of the day. If you appreciate this picture promise, why not work at these relationships now? In Ephesians 6, 1 through 5 and Colossians 3, 20 through 21, Paul gives clear instructions for building healthy relationships between parents and children. Prayerfully ask Him to help you obey them and make them a growing part of your family life.